It's called Forward Command Post, and it looks like a bombed-out, shell-pocked house, a GI standing in the torn-away upper landing amid the debris. The catalog copy encourages children to take command of your soldiers from this fully outfitted battle zone. This is a toy. You can buy it at Toys R Us or JCPenney this year. The maker, China's Eversparkle Industrial Toys, has said it's no more violent than other toys on the market. Many think otherwise. Joining us now to talk about the Forward Command Post is Dr. Dorothy Singer of Yale University's Department of Psychology and Child Study Center. Welcome, Dr. Singer.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
It does seem every year as if there's a new toy on the market that sort of lowers the threshold in terms of what's acceptable for children. Have you had a chance to look at Forward Command Post?
Yes, I have looked at it, and I find this toy, to me personally, very offensive.
Well, is it one thing to offer a child toy soldiers and even, you know, toy laser guns? This is a bullet-riddled shell of a house made out of plastic.
Yes, I think that's what upsets me more, because one thinks of houses as a dollhouse that you generally give to a child. Or if a child doesn't get a dollhouse, they usually can build things with their blocks. They can make forts, or they might even make a house that they later might knock down. But this comes to you already destroyed, and the message it gives, I think, is not one of safety and security to a child, but might be very anxiety-provoking. I do know that children like to play soldiers, and they've done that since time immemorial. But generally, if they play with soldiers, it's something that they have been able to think about in their own experience by either seeing a story on TV or someone has told them a story, and they make up things that they've had some familiarity with. But now you're getting a house that's already destroyed, and at least in this country, we don't see that done yet by bombs and by soldiers. So I think that is scary.
What's the science on toys like this? I mean, kids have from time immemorial, as you say, played with guns. I mean, is there any demonstrable effect between a toy like this and some kind of psychological injury to children?
Well, we do have research on toy guns, and we do have research on violent videos and television that's aggressive. And we know that children who are exposed to a heavy dose of videos that are violent tend to be, according to the research, the most aggressive children that we have. And some latest research by Craig Anderson and Brad Bushman at Iowa State has demonstrated that watching violent videos not only leads to aggressive behavior, but the children who watch these and play with them tend to be less empathic and less sympathetic to other children, less willing to help.
If I could interrupt, kids have seen a lot of things. They've seen murders on the nightly news, possibly trailers for movies. They certainly saw in the media the pictures of 9/11, the planes hitting the tower. So maybe children's psychology isn't quite as vulnerable as it once was.
Well, let's go back to the 9/11. After 9/11, many children drew pictures of towers and then airplanes coming in and crashing into the towers. Children built block towers and then took airplanes and knocked them down. And they did that for a little while. And actually, it may have been cathartic for them to play this out and repeat this until they were over that feeling. But a child who plays that way again and again without any kind of positive ending is really quite distressed, and a parent has to give him some guidance in how he can resolve those fears and handle that anxiety.
As someone who's been in conflict zones, Dr. Singer, I have to say that when I look at this and think of children who've lived in real bombed-out war zones in the Middle East and Afghanistan, I can't imagine giving a child something like this to recreate or suggest that experience.
It's interesting that children who are in those bombed-out areas and when they're given a chance to play generally don't play with a toy in that way. They'll try to rebuild a house. If they're given blocks instead of knocking them down, they'll try to build a house that looks like a real house. What they try to do through their play is to recover and restore. Generally, a child who's been in a distressed area doesn't like to repeat the distress. He tries to rebuild a future that's a little bit more cheerful than what he's living through.
Well, Dr. Singer, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
Dorothy Singer is a senior research scientist in the Department of Psychology and Child Study Center at Yale University.